When the first count was certified late last month, Proposition 1 was ahead by 77 votes. That lead isn't expected to change when the recount is certified. Heather Weiner with the Yes for SeaTac campaign says workers at the airport are excited they are one step closer to earning a living wage.
These are people who have to go to food banks. These are people who have to rely on food stamps and public assistance to make ends meet.
The King County Elections Office in Renton reviewed more than 6,000 ballots. The recount was an all-day effort paid for by Common Sense Washington. Greg Smith with the organization says such a sharp increase in the minimum wage will force employers to cut back.
In some cases, they'll probably eliminate jobs. They may do that by automation or by reducing services to customers. There may be price increases. It's likely that at that higher price, that employers will be much more selective about who they hire.
Smith and others against Prop 1 will be watching carefully to see what happens in King County Superior Court on Friday afternoon. A judge will review a lawsuit spearheaded by Alaska Airlines and the Washington Restaurant Association. They argue the city of SeaTac doesn't have the authority over what goes on at the airport, which is run by the Port of Seattle. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.